Just do what I do and start pushing random buttons. I guarantee something will happen.
And then he pulled out a gun and shot it.
All right. Click and start.
Okay.
The on-air button is on, or light, or whatever it is.
Ah. You know, Ian, remember the Jet Screamer song?
What?
From the Jetsons.
Oh, I
don't. He's like, Jet Screamer, Screamer, Screamer. And then he would Jet Screamer would come out, and he'd sing the Eep, Op, Orp, Ah, Ah song.
Oh, Eep, Op, Ork, and Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means I love you?
So yes. I just remember the guy introducing him as Jet Screamer, and it just popped into my head that, that could be like Jet Streamer, because this is like a streaming audio thing. Jet Streamer, Streamer, Streamer! Sorry. Anyway, hey! Let's go live with this thing.
All right.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 71st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am Dwoly One, also just Craig, with me, as always, KO72, Sneakybeat 15, Ray, Ian, Puzzle Warriors Alliance. How it goes?
Good.
A plus so far.
Ah. Un momento, moment of silence for Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, best princess ever. Way hotter than that piece of garbage in the new movies. Who can't act. All right. Moving on, this is the week of 12/28 all the way into January 4th of the 2017. Holy smokes.
Sorry, I'm still in shock. Who are you talking about?
Huh?
Better than who?
The new princess. Edit that. The crappy new princess. Amidala O'Suckitude.
We know how much you like
from
her.
From the prequels? Is that who you... Okay.
Yeah. She's so terrible.
Well, then I'm not going to argue. All right, go on.
That's because she's terrible. Leia Organa, way more awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, by far, my favorite Disney princess.
Ah, nice.
That does apply now. Very good, Ian. All right. Hey, your Deadpool dailies. Today, Purple Widow. Thursday, Green Loki. Friday, Blue Dream Warrior. Saturday, Green Squirrel Girl. Sunday, Purple Doom. Monday's The Black Mystique. That should be like a kung fu movie too, right? Beware of the Black Mystique.
No, that's definitely a noir film.
Ooh, could be. Some dame needs help.
Yeah.
She walked into a room, she had gams all the way up to here. Tuesday is Black Hulk, and Wednesday is a Purple Falcon. For your 5-day, 4-star crash of the Titans. It was a little late.
Sorry. Yeah, that was slow. The storm was rolling in slow.
All right, we got some catching up to do. So on the 23rd was Spider-Gwen. And boy, I've already forgotten who she had to fight. Anybody else remember?
No, I do not.
My life has been a blur over the holiday season, but I can tell you the fight didn't go the way I wanted it to do. I lost. It was someone that I shouldn't have lost to. It's just like at the last possible second, he would get the best drops ever.
I really wish I could remember, but I just can't. I can't tell.
Right. Danger thinks it was Miles. He may be correct.
Yeah, that's what it was, because he would go invisible for way too long and beat me down.
That sounds like something that happened.
That is absolutely something that happened, but I got smoked anyway. I tried real hard, but I didn't come up with anything good. You guys?
I managed to pull it off, I believe. Really nice. Close. I'm trying to pull up. I think I took a screenshot, but in any case, I know the fight got really close, and I think I had like a couple hundred hit points left, but managed to pull it off on like the fourth or fifth try or something like that.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I won.
It's going back in history.
Well, I have a Ladies Legends token, so I'm assuming that's how I got it. But I don't remember that fight in any way, except that I remember I used yellow a bunch just so it would make tiles. Because, boy, I got lots of heal other people.
Right.
Coming up on, like, today, is the doom that is Kate Bishop versus Old Man Meatbag. And I've tried it, I don't know, 6-7 times and gotten whooped every time.
By the way, I added Old Man Meatbag to the list of Craigisms just because you keep using it so much.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have her at 103, and I decided I would try and level her, so I got her up to 111, which is the best I can do, and yeah, tried it once and went, well, that wasn't worth it, and I gave up.
Yeah, I have her at 102, level 90, and turns out by the time I build up 12 blue, I'm already dead. Like, I have, usually by the time I get 12 blue, I have like 400 or 500 hit points left.
I have her slightly less than that, and similar. By the time I built up enough to fire off one of her powers, he had, just crushed me with match damage and healed everything with Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, as soon as I saw Old Man Meatbag as the adversary, I was like, nah, just turn this car around. I'm going home.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. I don't think I'm even going to bother to try anymore tonight. I think I'm just done with it. Coming up next, however, is Hulkbuster, I think.
I thought you were supposed to be looking this up.
I'm pretty sure it's Hulkbuster on the second.
Okay.
Should be a walk in the park, Kazansky. He's one of my high level characters.
Yeah, I have him champed, and he loves punching people.
He sure does. In fact, that's all the only character I think that actually existed in that Rocket and Groot PvP, because every single person was using a pumped up Hulkbuster. Every single fight. It was almost, I think probably 90% of the people I went up against was using Hulkbuster with Iceman. It was boring as all get out.
I can't really blame them, and yet I have both of those characters championed and did not use those two characters. So, yeah, the PvP, that, I don't know if we're on the PvP, but I went back to my Rockin' Groot standing in front of Red Hulk and Thor, and everyone just generating all the green for Red Hulk. So it worked out just fine.
Ian, where's your Hulkbuster at? He should be pretty high.
He is. He is my highest level 4 star. I have him at, what's the most covers you can have, 13?
Yes.
I have him at 12.
Oh. So you should be able to give that one a big beat down.
Oh, yeah. I'm optimistic.
Oh, good deal. What else is going on? Right now, you got your unstable ISO 8, which is super nice because it's going to give us two more of those Thanoses. I like those. And
is it?
Yes.
Oh, where are those at? I haven't been paying any attention. Explain this to me.
They're in the progression rewards.
Oh, okay. I wonder if I already got them.
I'm sure you did. I mean, the first one was at 8,000, and the second one was at 14.
Oh, well, there you go.
You got two purple Thanos and a partridge and a pear tree. And then the 4-star reward is a black Big Punisher, which is now dying on my vine because, you know, I don't need any more of those after Galactus.
Yeah, because the black for Punisher is the same as the purple for Star-Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? You what, got too many too fast?
That's the only color you have.
Oh, no, I'm the total opposite. Not total opposite, but I did have a Ray incident with Big Pun. I have him at 151.
Wow.
Yeah, I have nothing but green for him for the longest time.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Well, then you should go after the 23,000 points you need to get the black one.
No.
That's not that many points.
I'm still overwhelmed from all the activities we had over Christmas.
Alright, fine. Sorry, I just got a pop-up again from Dr. Horrible, and it makes me laugh every time I see his name. He's like a cartoon villain from, you know, I don't know, The Impossibles or something.
Oh, cool.
You know, like, aha, Dr. Horrible! And I'd be like, ah, The Impossibles, do The Impossible! You know, and the one guy turns into water, and the other guy's got a big spring for legs, and Multiple Man makes a bunch of copies of himself. And
sure.
But, you know, clearly they got to be fighting Dr. Impossible, right? All right, fine. Hey, I'm still high on, like, some Novocaine and stuff, so, you know, give me some breaks.
Right on.
Yeah.
Trying to go easy on you.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the story events. Unstable ISO. Top 10 folks are going to get some Uncanny Deadpool, and 11 to 300 is Colossi.
Nice.
Coming up next is the ISO 8 Brotherhood, and they're two Black Colossus, a red Uncanny Deadpool. The CP, as always. Top 10 folks get Kingpin, and an 11 on down are Daredevil covers. Over in PvP land, we are still in season reality. I finished up my simulator real early this season, so that was nice.
Who'd that get you?
Medusa.
Medusa, yes. That sounds familiar.
So that was cool. High Stakes is running right now. I get you the Black Blade, the Blue Cho, some CPs. Top 5 folks get Iceman, and 6 on down to 50, I believe, is Spider-Man. So there you go.
Cool beans.
All right. So, let's talk about the fact that we should shout out to the Alliance, because we got all the way through all the levels of Galactus.
Boy, did that was awesome. They smoked that event.
Boy, that people were playing and playing and playing. I was super excited.
I was going to say, I definitely say they, because I should not be counted among them. I did participate you know, quite a bit when I was still home. And then as soon as we hit the road, I was like, ah, I can't. I'm on Steam. I can't do anything.
My favorite part was that I was in first place, you know, and then got to, we were at, we either finished level 7 or were almost at the end of level 7. And I got to my 8 hours of You Can't Play. And then by the time I could play again, they had already finished round 8, so I didn't have to play anymore.
Yeah, and it was a, I noticed there was a very distinct kind of cutoff point-wise. Like, I mean, usually I just kind of end up somewhere in the middle, but you could see, like, there was like 40,000. Is that a number that I'm right about, or is it 400? No. What was the numbers in there? But, I mean, there was one you could see, like, 11 and below was like 40,000 and below, and then the next person was well over 100,000. I mean, it was a clear-cut division in the alliance of I tried and I dominated.
I don't know. I didn't scroll down to the bottom to see.
Oh, well.
I think I finished like 7th. So
really?
Yeah. Like I said, round 8 happened and I didn't have to play it at all.
Right. Yeah. As soon as I got all my progression rewards and the alliance beat round 8, yeah. I'm like, I'm out.
Yep.
I'm done.
Yeah, I had gotten all my progression before I think round 8 even started, maybe. And then they were crushing it, and I'm like, okay, great.
I don't know if anybody else in our alliance ran into this, but I ran into this bug. You'd complete a node, and Galactus wouldn't unlock. Just all the nodes that you had available were still available.
I lied. That did happen to me. It happened to me in a way I got double. There was one time where I beat Galactus, came out, he was still unlocked. I beat him a second time. Had to use a node to unlock him. He didn't unlock. Used a second node to unlock him, and then he did unlock.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a... So I opened up a ticket with them, and they said, well, there's a post on the D3 forum, actually, about it. And they said, yeah, this seems to be a global thing. Apologize for the inconvenience. And in the note, it said, if you experience it, we're not going to do any compensating individually. It might be a global thing if we do anything. So, but it did say that if you restart your game, that it could fix the issue. And, yeah, unfortunately, it didn't for me. I force restarted every time it happened, and still no Galactus fight. So I missed out on like 6 fights against Galactus, and it was the holidays, and we had a guy who busted up his phone like the day before the event, so he couldn't really play. He still got some points, yeah, we ended up beating it anyway. So, grats to those players who could just nail it.
Yeah, I think Anthony was actually on the Discord and was having people send him some individualized screenshots and things, if I recall.
Wow.
While they were taking a look at what was going on. But you know, that was a while ago, so yeah. My brain could, you know, not be sure. I don't know.
Didn't prevent us from finishing round 8, so.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about
it. Yeah, it was a good time. So, yeah, it's always fun to see Galactus come back. I found this one easier this time. I mean, I guess it's just because my roster is better. And it turns out that nothing, you know, beats Ghost Rider's Black.
I never even resorted to Ghost Rider.
I didn't even bother doing anything else. Ghost Rider was, he had so many hit points that I would just throw him into the match and then instantly kill Galactus by making, okay, oh, I got enough black, you're dead. Next! Like, it was just a crushing defeat for Galactus every time when Ghost Rider showed up.
Another precious, precious cover that I someday hope to own.
Oh, you have no black?
Nope, I have him at 240.
Oh,
sadness. Yeah. 5 black is the bomb.
No doubt. No doubt.
On the other side of things, that Thanos takes over Deadpool Daily. Oh, that was awesome.
That was the best.
Holy smokes, all that extra stuff pouring in.
On that first day when they were both tuned into Rocket and Groot.
Yeah, you got double cover.
I was like, sweet. So that was super. I mean, everything was good about Crash of the Mad Titan. The little hyped up fight against him and one of three people.
Mm-hmm.
Was super sweet. The fact that if you had boosts that were from one of the other two people you weren't using, you could use them. That made me really
team
excited.
Ups?
Team ups,
right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Like on, I don't remember what day it was, but there was a day that I was playing, I think, Doctor Doom, and I was able to bring my Kingpin team up. So that was exciting. And those were all, I assumed you guys were successful on all of those because I was. And
yeah.
Not immediately. There were a couple that I tried. I don't remember which one it was, but I tried one character. It didn't work. I tried another character. It didn't work. I went back to the first one, went, oh, now I know how to do this.
Well, I mean, I think the first time when I didn't realize how devastating Thanos Purple is, So, you know, you just, whatever. And then you're like, oh my, that's not good.
Yeah, actually, that was the Doctor Doom day. That was hard because all of, like, him and Kingpin, they're all like, we manipulate board tiles and we put down countdowns. And Thanos would be like, no, you don't. And I was like, oh, I'm boned.
Yeah. And then that green would sneak up on you, too, if you weren't paying attention to it.
Sure. But, yeah, I managed to win every day. There was lots of purple rain tokens to be had.
I enjoyed.
I did, too. It was a lot of fun. The double ISO was nice.
Oh, my gosh. Double ISO was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it was really good. I was almost overwhelmed because I'm a really casual player and having to do the Deadpool daily plus Crash of the Mad Titan plus Galactus. I was like, no, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, I got my bank up to 490,000 ISO just from like those events.
Job.
I've just been sitting on that, waiting to see who I'm going to champion next.
But yeah, absolutely, that was one of the best additions. Did you guys do the what was it, Naughty and Nice? That was a PvP that they ran as well over the holidays, very briefly.
I did.
I know I played it. I don't remember much about it at all.
I don't know. I only played it because it gave me a Naughty or Nice token. So I don't remember the details. I did. I thought maybe you guys were more involved in something like that.
Yeah, it was a PvP. I'd say all the same. I mean, it's really no different.
Sure.
Outside of that one where you only get two people.
Right. BFF was solid. Yeah, absolutely. I really liked all the holiday events. They gave me a lot to do, and they gave me a much needed boost.
Oh yeah, good times. Wow, my brain just completely rebooted. I had something to say, and now it's gone.
Okay, well, hey, how about we mention the other bug that's going on?
All right.
I don't know if you noticed this. Ian might have noticed it on his non-Steam account. So when you go to send, like, you get something and you can share it with your Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. It comes up and it gives you a little Facebook interface where you can click send with the people.
Yeah, like all the time.
Yeah. The send button stopped working, at least for my brother, myself, and my wife. I can't send anymore. I have to click cancel. Or actually, cancel doesn't work either. I have to click the X to close the window.
Oh.
Have you experienced this?
No, I did notice that it keeps asking me again, like I've never sent to some of these people before, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, it started doing that, and for the first few days, I started resending to all the different people, and then the send button stopped working completely.
I had not run into that. I ran into a different
I had an ad problem where my ads wouldn't do anything.
Like, oh, well.
Like, the ad would start to load, I would get the opening screen of it, and then it would just go black and go away, and I wouldn't get any reward.
I wouldn't know about that since I've been running on VIP, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a little annoying. Because it comes up and says, hey, would you like to share this 280 ISO? I'm like, yes, no, I'll just close. That's okay.
I want you to share it with me.
Anywho.
I don't think this is a bug. I think this might have just been a one-time glitch because I haven't experienced it since. But it was the old Watch This commercial. And then my phone framed it in such a way that when the commercial was over, there was no button to X out of it.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh no, what's happening? So I hit rewatch and then nothing adjusted. And then it came up again and I was like, eh. And then I was like, all right, fine. I'll check out this game. And it took me to the game screen and I was like, psych. And then I went back and it let me X out of it and gave me my prize. But boy, I had to watch that video more than once. I was sad.
Still want to play that Survivors game.
It's okay.
Oh, you tried it?
I did.
I deleted the Star Wars game because it turns out it's really boring. There's only so many times you can just click on someone and say attack, because that's really all you do.
Sure. Brace yourself for the Survivors game. It's a little bit fun. Everything is resolved by completing a game of Bejeweled.
Okay.
That's how you resolve every task.
Oh, should I then get that other one that's the hidden game that also does Bejeweled and other stuff and
yes.
Puzzles and something?
Tell me how that goes.
Okay. Next time I get that ad, I'll
give it a try.
I'll give that one a whirl. Report back to you.
So, hey, Danger pointed out that the Naughty and Nice Vault is actually still there.
Ooh.
It hasn't ended yet. It still has like 3 days.
Wow. Where do I get those tokens?
You can buy
so
them.
So, yeah, you can buy them.
No dice.
So, that's one of them that I actually spent some hero points on because 3 of the top prizes are 1,000 hero points.
Yeah. I tried
so it costs you 2,800 to do it, but if you get 1,000 hero points, that's a real discount. So I've collected 53 tokens out of that vault.
Wow.
And I stopped when I got the legendary, so.
But you didn't get the hero points, or you got them all?
I got 2 out of the 3 hero point rewards.
That was good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that cut the cost off quite a bit. And
right.
I did not get the 10 command point or Medusa. That I were, you know, was really going after. But hey, maybe I'll get a couple more in the next few days.
I got 12 of those things, and I have nothing on the first, like, 3 scrolls of pages.
That's what I like to hear.
Like, the best thing I got was a Kamala Khan.
I don't think I got anything real exciting out of those. I just remembered mine was structured in a really excellent way. One of my vaults that is probably now not there, it was the one that was set up where you got like three of the 4 stars were heroes, 3 of the 4 stars were villains. All 3 of my villains were Rolk, and all 3 of my heroes were Cyclops.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was pumped.
Yeah, that would be a good board. I would like that.
Yes. But, alas, I couldn't cash in on any of that goodness. I mean, I got tons of good stuff for a later segment, but, like, I couldn't even keep track of it all. There was so much token opening over the holidays.
Yeah, that was good times. All right, Ray, what's in that mailbag?
Quite a bit. So, I'll start off with, on the D3 forum, there was a good discussion about Bucky. So if you'd like to take a look at all that, I'm not going to quote all of it. However, it started with Varg138 said that 355 is definitely the way to go, which I believe is what we had said. Purple has a decent team up to send if you can respect to 5 purple. His blue is underrated because you get benefits if the countdown goes off or if it's matched. And the attack tile is no joke. He says his red is a bit expensive, but he uses it a lot when he's boosted since it can do over 20,000 points of damage. And you can just one-shot people with that. He says he's not normally a fan of toons with countdown tile powers, but Bucky is and Bucky is not very good on defense, but he has a good place and his damage is throws him up into the good character category. So Stinkpalm responded to it and said that he will be the odd man on this and say that he plays him at 5-3-5 because the purple reclaims half of what you spend, so it really, you know, it doesn't end up costing you to do it over and over again.
Sure.
He says that his problem with the blue is that it drops half the traps that Nick Fury does, so yeah, they're strong, but they don't have the bang that Fury's blue does. Cactus Jack responded and said, did somebody say bang bang?
Touché.
Cactus. Gold.
Joe, our friend Joe, said that he enjoyed Ian reading Bucky's history and getting into the Cliff Notes version by the end of the story. Oh, yeah, Chloe, sorry, I started reading this and it didn't make sense, but Chloe responded to the story you were telling, Craig, about the crows in town.
Yes.
Right, yes.
And she said that crows remember people who mistreat them for up to 9 years, so don't mess with them unless you wear a mask.
Crows are no joke. I agree with her wholeheartedly.
All right.
And this was something that she pointed out that I really wish I'd have read sooner. She said she was very tempted to enter the ISO 8 event, the red ISO 8, at clearance level 6 to get 6 3-star Thanos covers.
What?
That was a lot of Thanos covers.
Yeah, I would have loved to have done that, and now every time I'm like going and looking at the different clearance levels because I didn't realize that there was a possibility of doing that. I've just been going for the highest clearance level without looking. I would love to go.
I didn't know you had an extra Thanos cover for going to level 6. What's that all about?
Well, apparently you lose out on the ability to get the 4-star.
Right.
But it gives you more 3-stars.
Oh.
I don't know. By the time I read this, I had already selected, so I couldn't bring up and see the details. And I didn't want to spend time researching it, so... But might be something to look at in the future when you join an event. Tony Foote said, no, I am not the Tony you know.
Okay.
This is not the Tony you're looking for. Move
he
along.
Says that's likely my loss. He just carried the name over from a god-awful Godfather, apparently a game, Godfather Kabams. I don't know what he's talking about, but there you go. So he just carried the name over to the forum. He said that he enjoys the bio as well, though.
Okay.
He says he only got into the game from his son, and it adds some interesting info on the character of the week because he's not really familiar with the characters. And he also says, on a selfish note, the podcast hits the UK quite late, 9 p.m.-ish, so he saves it for his one-hour commute home, and can we please make sure that it lasts for 1 hour? Otherwise, the drive has an awkward silence at the end. and then he said, wishing you a merry She-Hulk day.
Man, a one-hour commute in the UK, what is he, like, drives the whole country, right? He's, like, going from the far north to the far south, like, what is that, Ireland to London in an hour?
Ireland to London? That's a hard drive. That's
yeah. That would be pretty epic if you could pull that off. It would take a pretty spectacular vehicle, and I think to drive is much longer to anywhere than you're thinking.
Greg, you're displaying your lack of knowledge of geography.
Oh, I know. America, very large. Everywhere else, very small.
Oh, comparatively, but I mean, still, depending on where you're going, it's going to take, you know, a significant amount of time. I don't know about the UK that well, but I know that it takes about 2.5 hours to get from Cork to Dublin, and takes 3 hours on the train to get from Dublin to Belfast, so...
Okay.
Just saying. Just trying to give you some reference. Or you could just drive across the ocean and make it from Ireland to England in an hour.
Sure, that's what I'm thinking.
Jeff Kaskadian said that Yakov Smirnoff is not only alive and well, but owns a comedy theater in Missouri.
Branson?
I don't have any idea.
It's no, gotta I be. There's, so. There's nothing else in Missouri, right?
All right, we need to get you off these geography things.
I mean, what's there? They've got like a river in Branson.
No, I've never been there.
St. Louis? I don't know. Maybe.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
He also says that Yakov Smirnoff is quite a painter and did a well-received and famous mural that commemorated 9/11. So, there you go.
Yakov Smirnoff? You know. Wow. Yeah. Man, you know, in Russia, mural paid you.
He also said, good job on Bucky's bio. However, he hasn't been Cap in years, even though Steve Rogers and Sam Wilson are both Captain America currently. So I think we just, like Joe said, we just kind of cut it a little short there at the end.
And everyone's Cap nowadays.
Right. You got Peggy. You
know, all these Caps. On MPQ, it's like, though. You know, all these Hawkeyes. It's just all these retread characters.
Dances with Weevils, I had to bring this up. He says, okay, the Purple Widow, in a Collins glass with ice, 1 ounce vodka, 1/2 ounce Southern Comfort, Welch's grape juice, and mix and finish with a dash of club soda.
All right, I was out when you said vodka. I was double out when you threw in Southern Comfort. Holy smokes, that's terrible. I do not want any part of that drink. Gross.
It's a grape drink, though. You should like it.
Ugh.
And I want to give an update. Cactus Jack said, after saving his command points for the last 6 months...
And then he spent 1 minute before Purple Rain.
No. He cashed in the Purple Rain vault.
Oh, I thought he cashed... I thought he told us about it before the Purple Rain vault even dropped.
No. He cashed in 1,400 command points in the Purple Rain vault.
Oh,
yeah,
I
didn't,
miss...
Didn't it let him, like... Fully cover Thanos?
He had 11 Thanos covers.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
4-2-5 is his Thanos.
Yeah, he's been wrecking everything with 5-star Thanos.
Here I thought that his parade had been rained on. I take back my sass.
So he leveled him up to 300 because he didn't want to lose his, you know, placement too much in other events, but he says he's a monster. His green tile does 6,000 points of damage, plus 4,400 for each person downed. It stuns, and yeah, it's just stupid. So,
hey,
congratulations.
On the Discord, Dr. Horrible says that he's from the UK, and he can confirm that it takes 1 hour to drive anywhere in the UK.
There you go.
See?
I can't argue with that kind of authority. Plus, he's a doctor, so.
Yeah, I mean, you got to trust him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He got his PhD in traveling around the UK.
Well, he didn't spend 6 years at evil doctor school for nothing. Be called Mr. Horrible. He's even had his scrotum ritually shorn.
Oh, man. Why did it go south so quickly?
That's what you do when you go to evil doctor school.
Right, help.
It's really quite stunning.
I don't think I can help anymore. I'm done.
Oh, okay. All right, Ian. It's time for the feature character.
Feature character of the week.
This week brought to you by Comet Nose Trays. Who can be bothered with tissues? Get yourself a Comet Nose Tray. Just one quick clean at the end of the day and say goodbye to those troublesome tissues. Comet Nose Trays.
Craig and I, both proud owners of Comet Nose Trays. We call them mustaches. yeah, that's a disgusting product. I would never purchase that.
Well, who are they bringing us this week?
Oh, my goodness. All right. So the Comet Nose Trays is bringing us none other than Craig's favorite.
You better watch out.
The War Machine. Yeah. we're going to learn all about War Machine. And you're going to get nothing, pretty much, but a Cliff Notes version of his bio. But let's see. Once upon a time.
Air Force guy hangs out with Tony Stark. Tony got boards and here's some spare armor.
Whoa. You're already wrong. Right off the get-go, he is a Marine.
Let's be
clear about that. So, much like the Fresh Prince, West Philadelphia, born and raised, James Rhodes joins the Marines.
Where he spent most of his days.
Probably. That's really your only option.
Playing some Bebo outside
of
the school?
So, he joined the Marines?
Because a couple of guys
he
who
did
were
not.
Up to no
he,
good
later he did.
Started making trouble in his neighborhood.
They started making trouble? Right. He got in several fights.
His mom
was never worried because of his Marine training. Stop the song. Stop it. We know where it goes. We're already there with you. I'm going to slog through this bio so I can get to the featured character of the week. Man, just wouldn't let it die, would you?
But I thought, no, forget it. Yo, Holmes to Bel Air.
So made friends with Tony Stark. He got some power. Oh, no. Back in the day, Tony Stark drank a lot more, lost all his money to Obadiah Stane, then Rhodey pretended to be Iron Man until he sobered up, and then, you know, stopped being Iron Man. Then Tony Stark died, and then he was Iron Man again, but full-time in the War Machine armor, and then Franklin Richards was born, wished Iron Man back into existence. Then Rhodey was just War Machine. And since then, he's been War Machine, Iron Man sometimes. I think he was director of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a while. He's done many, 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 many things since then. And then he was recently shot out of the sky and hurt badly. But I'm sure he'll get better because he's got power armor and that fixes your body. Let's see. He is a...
Mentioned in the Doctor Strange movie very briefly.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. One of the patients that Doctor Strange was too cool to perform surgery on.
Yeah, and they said Air Force.
Oh, they were mistaken. He was a Marine. I don't doubt that they said that, though.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Time out for a minute. We're going to drive down south, and we're going to go fight danger.
Uh-oh. No, you can go.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
No, he wants to have Franklin Richards as a character. You are for fighting. That is the worst idea ever.
He wants to what?
Franklin Richards as a Marvel Puzzle Quest character. All the powers just say, I win because I changed reality. They cost zero. They're all passives. He shows up on the screen and just goes, you lose.
He'll be good for the next boss rush.
Sorry, Ian. Right. Hey, go ahead.
He's a red, blue, and green character. Let me tell you, his... Red power is aerial assault. It costs 9 red AP. He creates a 4-turn red countdown tile that deals 741 damage if one does not already exist. While this tile is on the board, new tiles have a 15% chance of bringing strength 41 attack tiles on War Machine's turn. See, 20% chance of being a strength 55. Then the initial damage is now up to 1010. And we're at a 25% chance of the strength 55. Same damage, but now we're up to a 25 chance of strength 95 attack tile. And let's see, now we're at a... the countdown tile is fortified. And new tiles are 33% chance of being strength 113 attack tiles. So, eventually, he will create a red 4-turn countdown tile that is fortified deals 1,966 damage, and all new tiles will have a 33% chance of being strength 219 attack tiles. Heat signature destruction or detection. Heat signature inability to read. It's a blue, costs you 11 AP. It removes all enemy invisibility tiles and up to two enemy protect tiles, then deals 732 damage. As he increases in levels, it deals more damage. He can remove up to five protect tiles and deal up to 1,520 damage. Move up to six protect tiles and deal 2,316 damage. And lastly, it's removing all of the enemy protect tiles as well as invisibility tiles and dealing 3,864 damage. That goes all the way up to 7,522 when you max it out. That seems nice. Gatling gun, green, 8 AP. It creates up to two-turn countdown tiles that deal 301 damage and destroy up to two random basic tiles around them, dealing damage but not generating AP. Countdown tiles deal more damage and destroy up to three, more damage and destroy up to four. Countdown tiles last one turn and deal more damage. Then, lastly, he is creating three one-turn countdown tiles that deal 632 damage and destroy up to five basic tiles around them. You can stretch that damage up to 1,230 when you max that out. So, like all four-star characters, I don't have a very good showing. Based on what I just read, his blue ability, that middle one, the heat signature detection, seems nice. It's tough because it looks dependent on whether or not, you know, the enemy has out tiles. I think you could still do that damage even if there aren't invisibility or protect tiles to destroy. Yep. But I often get frustrated with the amount of protect tiles that the enemy can put out, like Magneto and Falcon and people of that nature. So I think that would be a boon. So I like that ability. The other two abilities seemed laboresome and there was a lot of reading.
But I mean, even three levels of blue gets you removes five enemy projectiles. So, you know, that's pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think I would do them at a 5-3-5, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Outside the fact that I probably won't ever play this character because his design just infuriates me.
I understand. Do either of you have a playable War Machine?
No, I do not. A 1-2-1 is what I have.
Mine's a 3-2-2. Okay. He's still level 70, though.
I'm sure. Right. That's reasonable. Mine's probably, you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel. If I get to him, I'll tell you about him. But I can't see an obvious advantage of red power over green power. So that's definitely something I will need to be taught more about. I don't own a War Machine. He's not here in my roster. I can't contribute any more to this conversation.
Leanne, I've been way out on this one. I can't stand the fact that a guy who uses rockets and machine guns makes countdown tiles. That just bites Mike Easter.
Sorry, that threw me off. That was a strange phrasing.
And a terrible mental image.
Yeah. I don't know. I love the idea of using heat signature to destroy all the tiles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that middle power seems dope. The other ones seem confusing.
And the internets do say the highest percentage, 44% of all votes at 5-5-3.
Wow. Mm.
But, I haven't used him much. I don't care for the character in game. I like the character in the comic. The only place I've used him is as a, I'm going to be facing someone who puts out massive amounts of projectiles, so I've used his level 2 heat signature detection.
Right. Sure.
That and I like the animation. I really like the animation for that one.
Yeah. He's got good animations. I like Don Cheadle.
I do like Don Cheadle.
But not Terrence Howard?
I prefer Don Cheadle.
Okay.
Where should I know that name from?
He was the original War Machine in the first Iron Man movie. He was also in a movie called Crash and Hustle and Flow. I think he's on a show called, it's on Fox, I can't think of it right now, Empire.
Okay. I don't recall him, so I don't know. But, hey, we got a message on Discord from UNC Samurai and with a link that says that the Doctor Strange reference was not a reference to War Machine.
Oh.
The director said that that was not an Easter egg.
Hmm.
to just randomly throw out people in powered flying armor getting injured in the Marvel Universe?
I'm just reading what I see.
Yeah, I'm skeptical about that claim, but all right. I can't argue with what the director said.
I mean, Tony does have, like, you know, 1,000 suits, so, you know, people are just flying around in those things all the time.
True. So, yeah, it looks like I am going to have to just go with Ray's claim that 553 is the way to go and rely next week on my well-informed and helpful listener base to guide me through this one. But that was brought to you by, some sort of nose tray. Comet nose trays. No, good old Comet nose trays.
It's good stuff. All right, what's on the vine, kids?
All the things.
Yeah, I think my vine is a mess as well. I've been trying to tidy it up. I just don't have the hero points to take care of all the things I need to take care of. I think I've... Because it's nothing spectacular. I've got what appear to be 6 two-star Magnetos, 7 Moonstones, and it looks like 4 Thanoses, and 1 5-star Thanos.
Good lord, man. Get those Thanoses.
I got days. I got, let's see, the worst. I got 7.5 days to figure out where I'm going to get enough hero points to get those Thanoses on the board. The other two are going to get dropped because I just can't generate the hero points that I need. And I missed out on the Christmas sale. So there you go. That's my vine. I also have a Gamora kind of floating there, but I'll probably just champion her and start down that path.
She's worth doing.
I'm back to, I've got 7 corks.
Right.
Dying, because that's what I do, is collect corks covers. I've got a yellow She-Thor, a yellow Scott Summers, a black Moon Knight, and a black Big Pun that are all dying. I can't use any of them.
Is that a 4-star Scott Summers or a 3-star Scott Summers? Okay.
Well, 3-star, yeah. 3-star, we just add them to the pile. But...
Oh, right. Makes sense.
Yeah, so we'll get to the rewards of the week here shortly. But I got a ton of 4-stars. But here are the ones I can't use. I can't use the yellow Spider-Gwen. I can't use black Nova. I can't use purple Star-Lord. I can't use black Mr. Fantastic. And I can't use the 2 black Punisher that I have. So I have 6 4-stars all for selling.
Right.
Like, I'm not even close on any of them.
Sure.
It's really annoying. I mean, I'll get over it in about 10 days, but...
All right, well, let's talk about what everybody got. So,
there are just so many. The opposite of what Ray did. Everything I got, I was able to train. You know, except for those Thanoses that we mentioned. And I just couldn't resist that purple rain vault. And they were all good. You know, I got a Star-Lord that I could use, an Invisible Woman I could use, a Spider-Woman that I could use, an Ant-Man that was good, Mr. Fantastic that was good. Got all those big, the big Punisher covers that were good. There were a couple, I'm sure there were others that I just don't remember because I was like, yes, that's good, that's good. But I only got that one 5-star Thanos. Got whatever the purple situation is. But I really just couldn't stop opening. I was like, I don't know what I'm saving these hero points for. Let's start cracking open some covers.
And now you can't recruit anybody.
Oh, no. I saved enough so I could recruit people. And I have some latest legend tokens just sitting there.
But you just said you couldn't recruit Thanos because you didn't have the hero points.
Right. Just Thanos. But everybody else was used. I thought you meant I couldn't recruit people for our segment where we open a token.
Oh.
I was like, no, I saved a couple.
No, I meant you couldn't actually, recruit.
No, not right now. I need to build up my hero points again, and I can always just chop some people who I don't love.
I mean, I got Medusa from the Shield Simulator. I ended up with 3 5-star Thanos covers. I got them in a 2-0-1. I got some 3-star Thanos, and we got 3 Big Punishers from the Galactus event. So my 3-star Thanos is 1-3-2. It's as much as I got. Ray, I think, was the big winner, though.
Yeah, probably. So, well, I'll start with my Thanos. I got him at a 2-4-1. I wanted to do better, but it's pretty good. And it's the purple. So, can't complain about 4 purple.
Yeah.
I managed to get 2 Medusa, a yellow and a red. In addition, X-Force Wolverine, Elektra, Hawkbuster, Nick Fury, Thing, Cyclops, 2 Bobbies, and a Teen Jean. All of them that I could just... use immediately because I have all of them championed. Yeah. But the big news, well, I guess not the biggest news, but the thing I was very happy about is I was able to champion and level up a couple Kingpin.
Nice.
So my Kingpin is now at 273, He's at the same level as my Red Hulk that I've had championed forever.
Oh.
So that was exciting. But then the big news was my 5 stars. I got I did manage to get a 5-star Black Widow, which okay. now is at, where's she at? 004.
Wow. Ooh. Gotta keep really that red in the ledger.
Yeah, apparently. And I got 4 Thanos covers.
Nice.
So he's at 310, the courting death or whatever it is.
Yep.
Court death. Yeah, that's my big one. So,
which is an awesome animation.
And the other one's a purple. Yeah, I love that animation.
That is
I love both the other animations, actually. But, yeah, I'm hoping to get a couple more covers for him. I've got some tokens saved up here. So I was waiting. I didn't spend any of my latest legends until he appeared in there. So I've got 5 tokens waiting.
Woof.
Nice.
Man, crazy talk.
Yeah, we'll see if I can get another 5-star that's not red in my ledger.
Well, let's find
you
out.
Might as well get the 5th one.
Yeah, why not? Just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's open some tokens brought to you this week by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy. Who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
Nope, I better wait. I don't know where to poke this token. Nope, I'm going first again. I lied.
You got to poke Darkseid right in the face.
It's still Thanos. And I will poke Thanos right in the face, right between the eyes, taking your advice. Latest legend has revealed a 4-star cover, which will be a blue Hulkbuster. Come on! Green X-23.
Cool. I like that. She's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She, that's just another one that I have. I'm going to get another green X-23 tomorrow in the resupply. And
nice.
Hey, guess what I have her at? 5 green.
400.
It's not quite that bad. I think it's 525.
Oh, nice.
So she's cruising. Usable, but I need that red. Anyway.
All right.
Phrase it all those tokens. I'll just open my one.
Okay.
Poking them here. Sadly, it's a 4-star. And, oh, man, it is. It is a purple Lunacy Moon Knight.
Nice. Mm.
Where does that get?
I hate you.
Yep.
Let's see. That gets my Moon Knight to a 5-3-2.
Wow, that's solid.
So, to go with the black one I already have dying for the next 11 days.
So that's 5 green?
5 black.
Oh, okay. I don't remember what order
green.
He's in.
Yes,
he
does.
He does?
Absolutely has green.
Yeah, okay. Oh, he does. I've got 5 black, 3 purple, 2 green.
Okay. His green is a bomb.
I've got lots of Fist of Khonshu.
Which is also good.
For the healing.
Yeah. But when he starts throwing those crazy
croissants.
Crescent plates. Yeah.
I could level him up for 149,000 ISO.
Do it.
I don't think so.
You just earned all that ISO.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until I have to champion somebody.
Okay. All right, Ray, we're ready.
All right, so I have 63 tokens because I'm not spending any 2-star tokens until Thanos gets in there.
Okay.
Oh,
I want that minuscule chance of getting more Thanos covers.
Right.
But I do have 5 latest legends.
Wow.
You're going for all of them?
I'm doing it.
Do it,
the first one is a 4-star. Oh, that's probably useful. Do as Peggy says.
Oh, yeah, Peggy, good stuff.
The second one is another 4-star. This isn't working so far, but that's okay. It is a another X-23 that I can't use. It's not green, but it's not red. So, third. Hey, it's a 4-star. 4-star Punisher that's not black.
No, right.
So that's good. That's a useful one. Wow, 4 for 4 for 4 stars. it is Carnage Rules,
yes.
His green power. I don't have any idea where I have him.
Yeah, Carnage.
I think I can use that. And it's all 4 stars. But the last one is Nick Fury that I can definitely use. So not as useful as I had hoped.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, that's actually my first green Carnage cover.
Oh, wow.
So that 5-4-1 for him.
Oh, that
that's
opening
nice.
Made me envious. I want to open another one, but I'm not going to. I'm going to resist.
My Peggy's up to 5-3-3.
Ooh.
And Punisher, that takes him up to 5-2-3.
Nice.
So there you go. And now I have 7 useless 4-stars.
Useless. Ian, you going to give in to temptation or you going to hold out?
Oh, I'm totally going to hold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's the Ian that I know and love who just gives in to temptation instantly?
No way. He's buried deep.
all right. That was the opening of the tokens brought to you by this guy. Tell me about the podcast network, Ian.
It is called the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network. You can locate it at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It has several other podcasts that are fun to listen to in addition to this one. So if you're looking for some more great podcasts, check out the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. If you're having some sort of trouble getting there, check out puzzlewarriors3.com and you can find a direct link to all the shows there right on our homepage, as well as lots of other exciting features. That is all.
Okay. All right. As always, thank you everyone for joining us on both the live feed and on the recorded version. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Get the podcast wherever you like to get your podcasts. You can leave comments, suggestions, hate mail, love mail. I don't know, whatever. Over on the Discuss feature on our webpage, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums. Raid diligently checks all those things. Or you could send us an email or a tweet. All that coming your way. Maybe we could get Donald Trump to tweet us. He tweets everybody else. See if we can make that happen.
Oh, hey, you guys should check out the Twitter account. Mark Cole posted a couple wrestling videos. They're not really wrestling videos. They're like, I don't know, highlights that show off Randy, what's his name? Macho Man
Savage.
And it's got War Machine playing in the background.
Oh,
so.
Oh nice.
Randy, oh, yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Seriously, snap into a Slim Jim. That's good eats.
Higher education cut you down? Snap into a Slim Jim. Man, I really miss him. You remember when he had his lame cousin, brother, whatever, which was a Leapin' Lanny Poffo?
No.
You don't remember Leapin' Lanny Poffo?
I remember Leapin' Lanny Poffo. I don't remember them allegedly being related in any way, like, character-wise.
I don't think they were supposed to be character-wise, but, like, in non-character-wise, I think it was actually his little brother or something.
Oh, yeah. In that case, I definitely remember it. I thought you meant that was a storyline. I was
No.
I do not remember that. Do you remember?
Remember he would like write poetry on frisbees and like throw them out into the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. He was awesome. I liked Leapin' Lanny Poffo. Do you remember when Macho Man got married?
Yeah, Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, that was a good. What was that? WrestleMania or was that a?
Ooh boy,
It was a double main event. It was the match made in heaven and the match made in hell. Because right after that, I think I want to say the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk. Oh no, Sergeant Slaughter and Hulk Hogan. No, it was Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan fought Sergeant Slaughter and some other Iraqi villains.
But not the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, the Iron Sheik. Except he was dressed up as Colonel Mustafa.
Ah,
yeah, it was dope.
Yep, Elizabeth. Good stuff.
Yeah, good for them.
She was good looking back in those days.
Yes.
I don't know what were we talking about. Oh, hey, if you want to. You know, get back to this podcasty thing. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. You could follow the link on our webpage, become one of our super awesome patrons. Or you could go over to our Cafe Press / Puzzle Warriors 3 site and buy yourself some sweet Puzzle Warriors swag or soon-to-be-named network swag. We have that on there as well. I saw Ray wearing his right before Christmas.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Forgot to take a picture, though.
Yeah, he's got a nice soon-to-be-named network t-shirt.
Oh, I'm somewhat envious.
You could buy your own.
I might.
I think I'm going to get a hoodie, because I like hoodies.
Cool story, bro.
All right, that's it for this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, try not to be a prat in the upcoming year. Good night, everybody.
That was way too easy. Yeah. Good night.
Goodbye, friends.